why you do it. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Ooh, my goodness. Here we are again, midweek, on the program. Hello, everyone. Midweek, Rick Adams, your Radio Avenger, right here on RBNLive.com. And, what would a week be? What would a week be without talking about the defamation of Jesus and the adulation of Zionism and hate speech legislation? Tell me, what would a week here be without talking about it? Well, it wouldn't be a week, would it? It wouldn't be normal, would it? So we have once again invited Reverend Ted Pike on for a bit to talk to us about what right now is going on in the Congress of Israel, the United States, in these United States, allegedly and purportedly, regarding hate speech legislation and exactly where it is headed. At the same time, Ms. Harmony Grant, who, of course, writes with Ted Pike, sent an interesting email out today. I wonder how many of you got it. It's entitled, Defame Jesus, Win Awards, Criticize Jews, Go to Jail. Harmony Grant. Well, it's approaching Easter time, and no matter what your position is on Easter and what we feel and what the Bible says, it is a time when we are getting used to seeing a lot of attacks growing now on Christianity. And at the same time these attacks are growing, there's a bill in Congress that is going to make it a crime not to criticize those who criticize Christianity or attack Christianity, but those who criticize such things as gay rights, sodomy, the state of Israel, and Zionism. Seems they go together. Well, with us tonight on the phones, I believe, right now, let's see, is Ted Pike there? All right, we're approaching Ted Pike time. He will be here after the break. No question about it. We'll get him. We'll resurrect him. All right, we'll do that. And his email is very interesting. It's by Harmony Grant, and it starts out by saying, last Easter, NBC gave airtime to Freemason and Christ basher Michael Bagent, whose work helped inspire the Da Vinci Code. This year, elite media fires another Lenten missile at Christians at the start of the 40-day period before the resurrection of the Lord. On Sunday, the Discovery Channel aired The Lost Tomb of Jesus, followed by a roundtable discussion led by no less than Ted Koppel. The documentary, quote-unquote, was also shown on Channel 8 in Israel. Created by a religious Jew, Simcha Jabovinci, it argues that the Talmud's vengeful myth that Christ was not bodily resurrected and that he had a sex partner and a child. Wow. All right. We'll be back. Truthtellers.org. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years, unknown by most people. Even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Spike, I'm glad you're not a wrong number. Well, anyway, you're here, and I just took the liberty, Ted Pike, to read the introductory paragraph or so from Harmony Grant of truthtellers.org, www.truthtellers.org, concerning defaming Jesus, winning awards, criticizing Jews, go to jail.
Yeah.
And is that what this hate speech bill really comes down to now, or am I oversimplifying things as well?
Exactly. That's exactly what's happened in Canada since 1971 when the northern branches of the Anti-Defamation League, which is the Canadian Jewish Congress and ADL Canada, when they got their hate bill passed by Ottawa, the Parliament in Ottawa, the record of that has been that Christians are selectively indicted, are harassed, are exhausted, and bankrupted in the hate crimes tribunal's courts, while those who pour out hatred and contempt and bias and all of this kind of so-called objectionable behavior and hate speech on Christians are always immune from prosecution. And what we're seeing today, as Harmony points out, is a proliferation of books and articles and TV specials and so on, basically trashing the integrity of Jesus and the New Testament record concerning his sinless life and perfection.
Now, it wasn't always this way, either in movies or in television, was it?
Well, of course not. even in the 30s and the 40s, Hollywood had to be respectful of Jesus Christ. And certainly Mel Gibson has heroically tried to do that very recently. But the, mm-hmm. the general tendency coming out of ADL B'nai B'rith is to break down the symbols of Christian civilization, the mores, the standards, mm-hmm. and so on. They are not afraid of these hate laws. We should be afraid of them as Christians, but these evil Jewish leaders and Jewish activists are in the driver's seat. They are the ones who make the twisted definitions. They are the ones who have special privileges of synagogue and state in government. They are the ones who have persuaded some 46 states to adopt their version of a hate law, and so they are in a position of great advantage.
Well, now, the thing that interests me here is that you have said and you have researched Talmudic issues, the Talmud, for instance, and part of the Talmud applied to host nations where Talmudists are heavily involved with any population. They tend to want to use their teachings directly to help break down the morality of the country they live in. And once they have done that, it seems the country then is ready for the reception of so-called hate speech laws, as they have done, as you say, in much of Europe, Canada, and now they're proposing in the United States. But it seems like one precedes the other. That, in other words, before you can take a foundation of a house, a wooden foundation, and make it collapse, you have to rot it with a lot of water and salt water damage and so forth, and then it becomes ripe for destruction and collapse. It seems to me that is what's happening here in America today. And these leaders feel quite confident, Ted, that they can pretty much make their move now. They can make their anti-Christian, anti-constitutionalist, anti-Americanist move by implementing this kind of legislation, which is at direct odds with a Bill of Rights. Am I oversimplifying, or is this correct again?
No, that's certainly true, Rick. You see, deep within the Babylonian Talmud and the Zohar, which is also called the Kabbalah, is this idea that having rejected Jesus Christ and his claims for a spiritual kingdom within the hearts of men, all men, Jews and Gentiles, and a brotherhood of nations centering around trust in their Creator, they rejected that, and what they're dreaming of is a worldwide utopia in which their antichrist, their substitute, a spiritual husband or messiah, will rule over the nations. And they view this as an unmitigated good, both physically, materially, but also theologically, because it will reestablish in the earth the fact that there's only one God, and not three gods, not a trinity, Not Jesus the false prophet and a mystical Holy Spirit, but there's one God, Yahweh, and he's going to rule over the whole world, like it or not, you see. And so there are many, many Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox Jews especially, but also including Reform, it kind of goes across the spectrum, who believe that it's necessary to take down the Gentiles, it's necessary to diminish a Christian influence in society, So that this much more enlightened New World Order can supplant it. And so we can go all the way back to even medieval times when the Jews were allowed to come into countries as usurers and moneylenders and merchants and bankers and so on. And almost inevitably, their presence became so onerous and so oppressive to the populations that almost by popular consensus, they had to be expelled. Now, I'm not saying all of that was just or right or anything, but that is the consistent record of nation after nation, especially, well, during the last 2,000 years. And even Babylon, the Jews stayed there for 1,600 years, and they finally were expelled. And so what we see is a well-articulated message. We can go into the Zohar. We can find the clearest directives coming out of the Kabbalah saying it's necessary to deceive the Goyim, to undermine their institutions by whatever means is necessary so that Israel may someday rule over the nations. And this Talmudic, Kabbalistic goal is still embodied, is still put to into service by the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and B'nai B'rith International.
My goodness, that is an ominous thought. And right now, as you know, a lot of Christians now who have not been demoralized and others are really upset about this. In fact, some Jews themselves have vocalized about this this Discovery Channel production at this particular time of year.
Yes.
Coming out and casting doubt, some sort of archaeological doubt upon the authenticity of Jesus' resurrection. Tell us a little bit about your research into this program and which Israelis were involved in this in the Antiquities Committee.
Well, actually, this article was by my niece, Harmony Grant.
Right, that's your niece, Harmony. Yeah.
But what she is basically saying is that this lost tomb of Christ is produced by an Orthodox Jew by the name of Simcha Jacobovici, and he has had other productions, in fact, throwing aspersions upon Jesus Christ and so on. And all of these, it's whether it's the Da Vinci Code or these other Gnostic Gospels productions and so on, these are all picked up by the big media like National Geographic and others and touted as being extremely significant, right, as an alternative perspective on Christianity. Invariably, if you go into the documents, you find that everything is very, very specious, very preposterous. There is no consensus of scholars of any magnitude in support of these conclusions, and yet the media blows them up, and it creates kind of a mini industry of book selling and videos and so on, as they create this culture of doubt and aspersion against Jesus Christ. And anyway, this is the big thing right now as we are going into the 40-day Lent period in anticipation of Easter, is to claim that the tomb of Jesus was actually has been found, and the tomb is there, and Jesus was not bodily resurrected, and that he had a sex partner and a child and so on, all kinds of aspersions, doubts swirl around this. And of course, this of course again comes out of the Babylonian Talmud and a document called the Toledoth Jeshu, which is rabbinic in origin, and it says Jesus was the product of a liaison between Mary, the hairdresser, and a Roman soldier, and he was not the product of the Holy Spirit, but this soldier, Joseph Pandera, kept climbing into her window at night, and out came Jesus Christ. And these are the awful doubts and blasphemies of traditional Orthodox Judaism against Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there was a time when these things would never even be allowed to be broadcast or shown or even written about in the papers, you know, when our nation had basically been a, quote, Christian nation, unquote, and it would be intolerable. There would be no way that a mogul in Hollywood would be able to get away with such things. But as you know, in the 80s, one in particular who's no longer with us, thankfully, Lou Wasserman and his gang at Universal decided they were going to do a job on Christ with The Last Temptation of Christ, Martin Scorsese,
right,
who just won four Academy Awards for his other vulgar film. And, you know, Paramount had rejected it. They thought it was too hot to handle. But Universal and Lou Wasserman picked it up. And at that point in the 80s, whether it was accepted or not, which it wasn't, it was a money loser, it broke new ground. And I think that's the important point, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it did, and yet, you know, back around 2002, there was an article in the national media by a national Jewish leader who said that the Last Temptation of Christ was the biggest disaster in Christian-Jewish relations in the last century. And I'll give you just a little anecdote of why it was, in my opinion. You know, when that movie was first being touted,
hang on to that thought, Ted. Okay. We'll be back 3 minutes from now. Continue with Ted Pike. www.truthtellers.org. Go to the site now if you'd like to, and you can read Harmony Grant's column just yesterday. We'll be right back. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on rbnlive.com.
Okay, we're back now on the program Uncensored Radio Free America with Ted Pike. And Ted, you were just going to read that statement that was issued by a rabbi.
Oh, yes. Well, I don't actually have that statement, but I'll just give you a little recap of why I believe he thought there was so much damage done to Jewish-Christian relations.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there was a tremendous amount of publicity and public revulsion to The Last Temptation of Christ, even before it was released to the movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry Falwell of the Moral Majority was quite strong and quite nationally visible at that time. And Jerry Falwell made a statement, actually a mild threat, to MCA. He said that if they went ahead in promotion and of this film, that the Jewish community would suffer. It was a mild statement, but there was a barb in there. He was identifying the Jews of Hollywood, the Jews of America, whatever, with this anti-Christianity. And that's all I needed. And what we did was I produced a very powerful flyer called The Last Temptation, The Real Reason Behind The Last Temptation. And this was a fairly substantial flyer, but I had inside of it, I had quite a parallel between statements in the Talmud against Jesus Christ and statements of the last temptation against our Savior. And there was a remarkable parallel again and again and again. It was as if the Talmud was going on the screen, vilifying Jesus Christ, mocking him and holding up him up to contempt and shame as a fool and a bastard and all these kinds of things you see. Anyway, I got a the names of 192,000 evangelical pastors in America. That's 192,000, and we got some funding. Took about $35,000 in gifts, but we sent out that powerful brochure to 192,000 evangelical churches in America. Now, I was in trepidation because I thought, you know, what am I going to do? All these Israel firsters are going to explode against me because I am identifying the Jews of Hollywood, you know, God's chosen people, as being behind this travesty. Do you know how many negative cards or letters I received?
No, how many?
You wouldn't believe it. I received 6 negative cards or letters out of that massive mailing.
I'm surprised there wasn't 666.
I am too. There was only 6 cards or letters.
Yeah.
And 3 of them were from the Church of Christ pastors. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this was a powerful evidence that we had really, really scored a bullseye with the evangelical church. We had informed them of a conspiracy to trash and defame their Savior coming out of Hollywood. And so what I'm saying here is even though there was massive outrage against the movie, and even though there was tremendous calling and letter writing into Hollywood, into MCA, and so on, all of that would have gone beside the boards if, basically, Jerry Falwell had not identified the Jews of MCA to millions and millions of Americans, and then I had not come along and saturated the evangelical community with the whole truth, the specifics of who was exactly behind this film. And so that's where the damage was to the Zionist evil Jewish agenda in America, was because by becoming specific, we had held them up to public shame and outrage by the people, putting a damper on further films. You may remember that the moguls of MCA were boasting, oh, this is just the beginning. We got a couple more blockbusters trashing Christ even more down the line. Well, to my knowledge, those films were canceled. I know there's been some bad stuff come out, but we were able to blunt them and throw a wet blanket on that kind of blasphemy, and that's what you've got to do. That's what we're doing now.
Well, even in the 1980s, there was a feature called King David. You remember that one?
Uh-huh.
1986, I believe, and that, too, was totally biblically inaccurate, but it was a smear. It was a condescension,
sure,
a rewriting of the Bible. So these people who claim they are Jews and are not and are of the synagogue of Satan, they, in effect, are trashing the Old Testament as well, which they claim religious Jews embrace.
Sure.
It's a real attack totally on the Scripture. You know, you can't attack the New Testament without attacking the whole Scripture,
yeah,
and vice versa.
If you notice who was behind the lawsuit against Judge Roy Moore in Alabama,
yes,
as he put up the Hebrew Ten Commandments, it was the ADL, it was the Southern Poverty Law Center, it was the ACLU, and so on. Here are Jews turning upon their own venerated Old Testament traditions. But at the same time, you have to remember something, and that is that the Talmud and the Zohar or Kabbalah are vastly more prized by religious Orthodox Jews today than the Old Testament. In fact, Amschur Meyer Rothschild, who was the granddaddy of the great Rothschild banking industry, he couldn't stand, he would not allow any of the Hebrew prophets to be their writings to even be in his mansions because they were so reproving of everything that he had stood for. And it's the same way, I think, with most of these evil Jewish leaders centering in ADL B'nai B'rith. They love the Talmud, they love the Zohar, everything Pharisaic.
All right, okay, more to come. We'll be right back with Ted Pike. Our number, 800-313-9443. Hate speech laws, who will they affect and why? Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, Ted Pike from www.truthtellers.org is with me, and we're talking primarily right now about this barrage of anti-Christian bigotry and films and so-called documentaries, television programs that are really hitting us like hailstones now in the media at this particular time of year. It's almost like it's rubbing, a little bit of excrement in your face and sneering and laughing right now, having a ball doing it by some of these so-called scholars who have even been, criticized and rebuked, although mildly, by some of the critics who watch these television programs as being totally unsubstantiated and unscientific, Ted, as you know. Even the major networks reporting on this controversy sort of poo-pooed the idea of any authenticity to the work of this Israeli with regard to the resurrection of Christ and the alleged skeletal remains left behind, you know? So they have not all been, totally in one camp. At least the facade, from what we've seen, has been one of caution. I think they realize that right now, the media have such little credibility now at the American public to begin with, that they had better be careful how they present these topics and how they're handled by these so-called experts.
Yes. Well, you know, Dr. Elaine Pagels is one of their favorite authorities.
Mm-hmm.
She's an expert, so-called expert, on Gnosticism.
Yeah.
And you have to remember that ancient Gnosticism was a Jewish invention, and I take as my authority for that the Jewish Encyclopedia,
right.
19:3 through 5.
Judaica.
The Judaica too, I believe, but
both.
And the Britannica, the old Encyclopedia mm-hmm. Britannica, they all agree that Jews borrowed these traditions from the East, from the Hindus, from the Zoroastrians, and so on, and they created a cosmology and a theology which was different from what the Jews had inherited through the Bible, in which there was an intelligent, moral, kind, and loving God. Instead, these Jews, the Pharisees of Babylon and so on, brought in these Eastern ideas that God was everywhere and he was a pantheistic world force, you know, like you have in Far Eastern nations now. And anyway, they cooked this up into a elaborate system called Gnosticism, which basically says that our flesh is inherently evil and degenerate and wicked, and it's remotely descended from an infinite transcendent God. And Gnosticism was a dagger pointed, a Jewish dagger pointed at Christianity, because it played upon the tendencies of Christians to mortify the flesh and humble their bodies and so on and elevate the spirit. And Jewish Gnosticism came along and said that human beings are degenerate, they are evil, but through mysticism and through subjection of the flesh, mortification in the flesh, and so on, they can transcend and rise to a higher level of mystical experience with an ultimately unknowable God. And all of this Gnosticism was then changed into the Jewish Kabbalah. And in the Kabbalah, we have this same chain of reality from the what's called the En Sof as the highest God, all the way down to Israel, who is in the middle and is the active agency of God's will on the earth. And then this pantheistic world system degenerates into the cliff off of the Gentiles, who are demons. Now, I know this may be a little hard to follow, but what Pagels and these people are doing are they are exalting basically an ancient Jewish theological and philosophical cosmological system. They're rediscovering Jewish Gnosticism with all its doubts, blasphemies, and contradiction of Christianity, and they're promoting this now in the New Age period to spiritual seekers and intellectuals and so on, the least of which are not the Jewish or the Jewish people. The Jewish people are very, very spiritually barren and seeking, and they go after this Gnosticism and Kabbalism now as never before. And so this is a Jewish, ancient Gnosticism was a Jewish institution now being elevated by the Jewish media as a possible rival to the historical record which is given about Jesus by the New Testament Gospels.
Very, very fascinating. And, in the Harmony Grant's article, she refers to the book of Daniel. You remember what happened with that? That was canceled after, about 6 episodes or so? And the opposition from groups like your own, of course, and the American Family Association and others generated enough heat on the sponsors to cancel that blasphemy.
Yeah, Jeff Zucker is the head of entertainment TV for
NBC.
And NBC, of course, was bought out, I think, in 1987 by General Electric.
Right.
But on the other hand, he is given complete creative license at NBC to produce these kinds of blasphemies. And, yes, we did. I did do an expose. I said, who's behind, E-Alert expose, who's behind the Book of Daniel? We pointed out not only Zucker, but other prominent Jews who are in NBC making all of this possible.
And you know, this particular film, the Lost Tomb, the director, Mr. Jacob Avici, is an Orthodox Jew, as you point out, born in Israel. Yet that has not been highlighted very much by people who have had a discussion of it in the media and so forth. They would rather shy away from the identification of those who are behind it. And yet, you know, and I know that if there was some sort of a book or a video release that was not complimentary, say, to the Holocaust story, the first thing they would do is look at who produced it and who was responsible for it and who authored it and so forth. Yeah, this is rather intriguing, isn't it?
Well, it's you know, I'm able to begin to make some real penetration into the religious right now, into evangelicals, and more and more, especially during this last hate bill fight. Mm-hmm. I'm finding evangelicals are coming to my website, which is truthtellers.org.
Yes,
they are reading, and I'm getting invitations, major invitations to appear on a Christian talk radio.
Wow.
Coming up in the next few weeks.
That's interesting.
And I just got a booking here on a very large syndicated Christian talk show, and a lady says she's been reading all about me on evangelical websites. You know, they say, who is this guy Pike? Well, we hope we can find a chink in his armor and destroy him. But, you know, because I'm testifying that they've been massively led astray during the last century, and they don't want to hear that that very uncomfortable message. But it's kind of like, you know, you get a dog or a coyote caught in a trap, and he snaps at you and won't let you take the prongs of the trap loose. And on the other hand, I do have a friend who is a friend of Donald Wildman, head of the American Family Association. And about 3 weeks ago, we were making a scan of the Internet to see which evangelical organizations were actually exposing and fighting the hate bill. And to our astonishment, we found that most of them had virtually nothing up against the hate bill, even after 6 weeks in the House of Representatives. And I said to my friend, I said, you've got to get in touch with Don Wildman and find out what's going on over there. And he called Don Wildman and his son and had a conference call. And lo and behold, they knew absolutely nothing about the hate bill. But immediately they went into action. And all over that weekend, Don Wildman wrote an excellent article. And actually, their staff thanked me for what I was doing. And they actually were going to truthtellers.org. to continue to research this. And anyway, the long and short of it was that the following Tuesday, Wildman's article came out to 3 million evangelical supporters of his, members of AFA, and they estimated that approximately 2 million of them sent in some kind of communication against the hate bill.
Mm-hmm.
As I really think, Rick, that it can't go on. The naivety and burying their heads in the sand can't go on,
yes.
Especially with the Internet now. The Internet, the genius of the Internet, is that it allows the truth that you and I put forth to leap across these propaganda boundaries, which have restricted us so much in previous decades, so that evangelicals can now read what I'm saying at Truth Tellers and listen to what you're saying on the radio and so on. And there's a more of an exchange of ideas now within the right, various divisions of the right than there's ever been before.
Well, that's certainly not pleasing to some, I know, and to the ADL types as well. And I'd like to take this time now to segue into you know, the Canadian experience with their federal hate law. I guess since 1971, was it? And you point out, or rather Harmony does, that in Section 319 of Canada's federal hate law, the Human Rights Act, quote-unquote, that's what it's called, makes it a crime to publicly incite hatred or willfully promote hatred of any identifiable group. Now, evidently, this does not apply to Christianity or Christians. Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely. There has never been any kind of indictment against those who trash Christianity in Canada. But there have been many indictments against Christians who have criticized homosexuality. Mm. And before that, around the turn of the century, there were the Holocaust reductionists who cast doubts upon the veracity of the 6 million figure. They were pilloried and exhausted and so on. But this is, you see, the ADL B'nai B'rith are always in the driver's seat of these hate crimes bureaucracies, and they are very careful who they are going to arrest and indict. They have a program of progressively wanting to go after Christians. They started with the Holocaust reductionists because they were least in public favor, especially around the 1990s and 2000 and so on. And then in the last 3 or 4 years, they've been going after Christians.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like a natural progression, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the noose is tightening, and what I'm doing, of course, right now is doing my very best to use this hate crimes issue as a bridge in order to get over to the evangelicals and say the same evil Pharisees, Jewish leaders who tried to stamp out Christianity in the Book of Acts 2,000 years ago are basically alive and well, still in the world today. Their mission, their ambition of stamping out Christianity is still paramount to them. And it's working. I'm getting more and more evangelicals now who are seeing the light. And their first reaction when they come to truth tellers may be astonishment, abhorrence that I am criticizing God's chosen people. But they start reading our thoughtful articles, our unbiased, well-documented articles, which really are benevolent toward the Jewish people. And it's kind of like the potato chips. I bet you can't eat just one. They read one article, then they read another one. They can't stop. And actually, I have an evangelical talk show host, Pat Kiley, who has syndicated now, I think, on about 80 Christian mainstream media stations. And
yep.
He's been putting me on. And he said when he got to Truth Tellers, he didn't sleep that night. He spent the whole night reading all my articles at Truth Tellers. Now, I'm getting these overtures, these invitations from evangelicals, and I believe that we are making a breach in this wall of blindness and isolation.
Well, now, having, I'm getting a little interference here. All right, having said that, having said what you've just said, how is it that we can read, and I just read last weekend or two, that the in the so-called wire services of the mainstream media, that they fully expect to pass a bill in Congress this year. That is, the Democratic majority fully expects to pass some sort of new amended hate bill this year. What is that really indicative of, Ted?
Well, that's big talk. I think that there is real evidence that we are making inroads into the House and the Senate offices in Congress. I did send out an e-alert just several days ago about a letter I had received. It was sent to me. It's actually a reply from Representative John Boozman of Arkansas, in which he parrots, I mean, almost paraphrases the argumentation which I have in my hate crimes brochure. There's no doubt at all that he has some of my phraseology in there. He and his staff have been reading this, and he was evidently on the fence, didn't know quite what to think about it at all, but very clearly came over, switched sides, came over to real emphatic opposition to the hate bill. And our surveys of calls into Congress, we've been calling both Democrats and Republicans, show that the protest of the hate bill has been very strong. And what happens when these big organizations like Focus on the Family and AFA send out an alert to their people is that you have a huge rush, you know, perhaps millions go in a couple of days, and then it kind of peters out. But what I've been doing is keep hammering this and being, I've been on, I don't know, 68 or 9 talk shows since November vivifying the danger of this issue. And what that does is it keeps a more or less of a constant supply of calls coming in there continually, mm-hmm. reminding these members of Congress, mm-hmm. and especially the House Judiciary 40 members, that the people are not going to stand for this. And I also pointed out in a previous alert that this we got the message from Dr. Dobson's basically his secretary or his political analyst Amanda Banks that Conyers, Representative Conyers,
yes,
who's the head of the House Judiciary Committee, mm-hmm. May be introducing. Maybe going to scrap
another
HR 254, which
right.
is the four-page version, and kind of use that as a decoy to soak up all this opposition, and then once the religious right has kind of shot its wad as far as vehemence against the hate bill, then he, in the process of time, he will quickly introduce the longer version, the 11-page version, which passed the House of Representatives a year and a half ago, and. This is really underhanded, but thanks to Dr. Dobson and what we've been doing and other groups have been doing, millions of people are watching him now.
Fantastic. Interesting point. All right. We'll be right back, and we'll take calls. 800-313-9443 with Rick Adams and Ted Pike. Stay tuned.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
We'll be right back.
We're back now with Ted Pike, and minus the reverberation, I hope. But anyway, hopefully you can hear me quite well. And Ted, you were just talking. We got a lot of callers, but you were just mentioning, you know, the Canadian model of this so-called hate speech bill. And, you know, it's interesting to note, and I remember this happening personally, that under the hate laws there, even this Dr. Laura Schlesinger,
yes,
who is Jewish,
yes,
was found guilty of abusive discrimination for condemning homosexuality, and she was, in effect, taken off the air in Canada.
Yes, she was. You know, also Dr. Dobson, about probably 4 or 5 years ago,
yes,
he has been repeatedly, at least three times, he's been brought up before the
Canadian Broadcasting. Yeah,
yeah, Canadian Broadcasting. It's the Canadian version of our FCC. And they've told him, you know, Dr. Dobson, we're not going to have any more of this criticism of homosexuality on the air. And I did have a discussion with the research department of Focus on the Family in Langley, B.C., mm-hmm, a number of years ago, and they told me that they can't criticize homosexuality in Canada in specific terms, and whenever Dr. Dobson has a program aired in the States, in fact, they have to go through every program that comes from Dr. Dobson, listen to it, preview it before. If there's any statement in any of Dobson's programs which could be construed as holding up a federally protected group, for probably homosexuals, to contempt, hatred or contempt, then they have to pull that program for the day and insert a hate-free program,
yes, a
from
hate,
the previous,
right,
few days,
right,
or whatever.
A diversity, so, I think they call it diversity-enhanced program now.
You know,
this is ridiculous.
Before we get into the callers tonight, I do have a very important legislative alert that I'd like to give,
yes,
out.
Yes, indeed.
And, in fact, I do have an email coming out tomorrow night at Truth Tellers in greater detail on this subject. But Section 220 of the Lobby Reform Bill, as most of our listeners will,
mm-hmm,
remember,
yes,
we were able to strip that out of the Lobby Reform Bill,
right,
a month or two ago. And that killed it in the Senate, and we were living in dread that the same language would be inserted by Pelosi in the House version.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the House version is now out by Pelosi, and praise the Lord, Section 220 has not been included in it. So that's a victory there. It looks like Section 220, which was the work of Senators Levin and Lieberman, Jewish activists, has not been included in the new House version. However, there is a new bill which Henry Waxman, another liberal Jewish activist, has put forth. He's actually gotten it passed by the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform.
Mm-hmm.
He's the head of that committee. And this is even worse almost than Section 220. And what he wants to do is insert that in place of 220 in the new Pelosi version of the Lobby Reform Bill. Now, this new legislation is called the Executive Branch Reform Act, H.R. 984. I hope people have their pencils and paper out there. I'll give that title again. It's the Executive Branch Reform Act, H.R. 984. And what this wants is that all federal officials involved with the executive branch of government, which would be about 8,000 or 9,000 federal officials, would have to report every quarter. They would have to report literally every call from people of the United States to the executive branch of government.
Okay. Yes, we'll continue, and we'll take your calls. There are many. Stay tuned. Ted Pike, my guest, Rick Adams. We shall return in 1 minute with hour number two.
You got hit?